Oh, thank you, sir. He's got a sweaty head. Nits. Now, the reason that I wanted to wear Nigel's hat, apart from coveting my neighbour's hat, is that I am happy to admit that I am a fan of Australian Idol, where people dress up with funny hats and do all sorts of funny things in a bit of a singing competition. I think I'll take it off now, and thank you very much. But you may or may not know Australian Idol, the talent show where after finding a top 12, viewers vote for their favourites and one drops out each week until the winner is announced in a spectacular ceremony at the Sydney Opera House. I love the idea of finding hidden talent and then watching that develop over many weeks. I love hearing the judges bickering with one another, and I used to look forward to whether Mark Holden was going to give one of his famous... touchdown! Now, who remembers those? Come on. Who used to enjoy watching it? Yes, yes, admit it. I know you're in there somewhere. I love seeing the depths of emotion, the highs and the lows among the contestants. I love the suspense and seeing whether my favourite has been voted off or not. And I love it when it gets down to the last two or three and our family hassle me to put a vote or two in. In fact, we were even such big fans that in days gone by, we used to play Heath Idol. If you want to know more about that, you can see me later, but needless to say, I never won. There is one part of the show, though, that I just don't enjoy, and that is when in the early stages, the auditions are taking place, the time when people with zero talent make fools of themselves. It can be excruciatingly painful, and the judges pay out on them mercilessly. At that stage of talent shows, though, you just expect it. But then occasionally, someone comes along like Paul Potts, who auditioned for Britain's Got Talent. Take a look at this.
But for the next contestant, the world of showbiz seems a million miles away.
It's Paul, a mobile phone salesman from South Wales.
By day, I sell mobile phones. My dream is to spend my life doing what I feel that I was born to do.
Paul, what are you here for today, Paul?
To sing opera. I've always wanted to sing as a career. Confidence has always been sort of like a difficult thing for me. I've always found it a little bit difficult to be completely confident in myself.
Okay, ready when you are.
Dormas. at Carphone Warehouse. And you did that. I wasn't expecting that.
No, neither was I.
This was a complete breath of fresh air. I thought you were absolutely fantastic.
You have an incredible voice. I think if you keep singing like that, you are going to be one of the favourites to win this whole competition.
I think that we've got a case of a little lump of coal here that is going to turn into a diamond.
Okay, moment of truth, young man. Piers.
Absolutely yes.
Amanda?
Yes.
Paul, you are through to the next round.
Congratulations. You must be over the moon.
I am. A bit shocked at the moment.
Are you?
And as Paul heads home happy, the judges think they might have found something special in Cardiff.
I like shows where somebody isn't a professional, has a talent, isn't aware of it, has a normal job, and then you see something else. Mm. I like that. Mm. And that's what that guy has.
Discover a little gem.
Yeah.
A frog that will turn into a prince.
Yeah.
Well, you might know that Paul Potts went on to win the grand final, landed himself a recording contract, got to perform before the Queen, and the rest is history. Well, that's all very well and good, but why mention this today at Christmas time? Because Jesus was the Paul Potts of Bethlehem. And there are two reasons for thinking so. Firstly, he came from obscurity. Paul Potts was a phone warehouse salesman from Wales. He came from nowhere. Well, apologies if you're Welsh, but you know what I mean. Now, think of Jesus' beginnings. The Bible tells us he was the saviour of the world, but think of his origins. He was born in Bethlehem, a town about the size of Dunedoo. No fancy hospital, not even a fancy home birth. There wasn't even room in the local Bethlehem pub. He was born in an animal shed and laid down in a feeding trough, with not many onlookers except for donkeys and sheep. When people came to check him out, it was just a few shepherds at first, hardly important people. Think too of his pedigree. Joseph's forebears had been exiled in Babylon, but upon their return had settled in obscurity and relative poverty in Nazareth in Galilee. Nazareth was like a one-horse town where the one horse had upped and left. No wonder that we read in the book of John of Nathanael asking the question when told about the Messiah from Nazareth. Nazareth? Can anything good come from Nazareth? Joseph and Mary belonged to a devout but poor sector of Jewish society. Joseph had no fancy job. He was a carpenter. Mary was little known. There is nothing which tells us the names of her parents or the names of the tribe to which she belonged. Yes, there is no doubt about it. Jesus came from obscurity. But secondly, he did the extraordinary. After Paul Potts finished his audition, Simon Cowell, the judge, said, "You work at Phone Warehouse during the day and you did that?" Well, Jesus too had similar responses. While teaching in the temple courts, the Jews were amazed and asked, "How did this man get such learning without having studied?" Jesus' talent was far, far greater than Paul Potts. He quietened not just crowds, but demons. His voice made the wind and the waves drop to calmness. His touch made sick people better. What the female judge Amanda said of Paul Potts could well have been said of Jesus. "Here is a small lump of coal turning into a diamond." But what did the judges say? Well, this is where Jesus parts company with Paul Potts, not the rapturous accolades all round. The religious authorities gave him the thumbs down and plotted to kill him. Now, in talent shows when I was growing up, there would be a gong that the judges would hit if they wanted to stop a contestant midstream. The authorities wanted to give Jesus the gong, but it wasn't in the shape of a circle, but it was in the shape of a cross. Well, the crowds, they loved him at first. We read in Matthew's story of Jesus that large crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea and the region across the Jordan followed him. He had large followings wherever he went. And you might remember his triumphal entry into Jerusalem, where the crowds were waving madly. But it wouldn't be long before even his inner circle would disown him. But there was one judge who gave him the stamp of approval. One day, Jesus took with him Peter, James and John and went up a mountain when he was transfigured before them. Now, this would have been some spectacle. It would have beat the grand final at the Opera House, hands down. On this occasion, his face shone like the sun and his clothes became as white as the light. And just to top it all off, who should make guest appearances but Moses and Elijah? Now, as spectacular as all this is, the important bit is this. A bright cloud enveloped them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." It's as if God is saying, "Check this out. Have a listen to my son. Have you heard about him?" News of Paul Potts' rise from obscurity spread like wildfire. Check him out. Listen to him. Have you heard him sing? That is what God says to us about Jesus. And if God is saying that, well, we would do well to check it out. Because although Jesus at the time was dumped by the masses and was put to death, he rose again to overcome sin and death. Did you hear the verdict of the judges on Paul Potts? Yes. Yes, and yes. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians that in Jesus, every one of God's promises is a yes. Jesus is God's yes to us. If we place our trust in him, God says, "Yes, I love you. Yes, I accept you. Yes, I forgive you." And yes, you can go on not just to the next round, but to all of eternity with me. Paul Potts' life will never be the same again. For those who follow Jesus, their lives will never be the same again. This Christmas, become a follower of the real star from Bethlehem. Find forgiveness in him and find hope for eternity. If you want to know why all the fuss over Paul Potts, you can go to YouTube. And there's about 700,000 or more hits checking out that audition. But if you want to know why all the fuss about Jesus, read one of the gospel stories where you can read not just about his birth, but about his life, his death, and his resurrection. As you leave, we'd like to give you one, The Essential Jesus, which is Luke's story in a modern version. Also on the way out, you will be handed a leaflet called Bethlehem's Got Talent, which will tell you a little bit more about Paul Potts and his amazing journey, but also a little bit more about the real star from Bethlehem. Have a wonderful Christmas and reflect on the star who came from obscurity, did the extraordinary, and who did it for you and did it for me.